About a night's throw from here, you can hear the night train passing. That's the sound somebody makes when they're getting away. Leaving next week's hanging jury far behind them. The prisoner only of the choices they've made. Night train. Shines like starlight. The moon is floating somewhere out at sea. I'm an island in the blur of noise and color. Alcatraz, St. Helena, Patmos in the shadow deep. Night train. Somebody else can stand to the sea that binds us like the forest tide of a blood oath. We'll wear it down, dissolve it, recombine day. It doesn't take much effort, though it goes against the grain. And the ultimate forgetfulness of violence sweeps the landscape like the headlight of a train. Night train. Shines like starlight. Starlight shines like glass shards in dark hair. And the mind's eye tumbles out along the steel track, fixing every shadow with its stare. Night train.
You know, if I ever wanted to die because of a guitar solo, that's the one I want to die from.
Isn't that incredible?
Thanks, Cass. That's another one of your picks. Bruce Coburn from the charity The Night. That was Night Train. And before you put that on, you said you got to play this because of the guitar solo.
Incredible. It's like listening. It's like shards of broken glass.
Imagine he
opens the album with that.
Yeah, what a way to go.
Oh, man. Such a great album.
Oh, man. And before that, Tom Ruprecht on the thread commented. He said, you know, I love the Black Crowes, and I guess they finally got to the Greek. I guess they made it there, yeah? From Live at the Greek. It says last year for... is that the release last year?
No, I think it was like 2000 or so.
Yeah, it didn't seem right to me. But anyway, covering 10 Years Gone, it's Jimmy Page and the Black Crowes.
We were saying during the break, would you ever have put those two together? But boy, do they do justice to those songs.
It just worked really well. That was great to hear. Before that, the good old Buzzcocks.
Yay.
It was a different version than
I think
I
it was
know.
Live.
I don't know. I'm not sure if it was live. Did it end with a little bit of a
plus? I think it ended with a little bit of a plus as we were fading out.
I was surprised about that, yeah. From a record called Driving You Insane, Ever Fallen in Love. Mission of Burma, just before that, a leftover request for Mike Barry. The title track from their Peking Spring record in 2006. Thanks, Mike. And started off with Dogmatics.
Yeah.
30 years later.
It was worth the wait. What a great song.
So good, called She's the One. It's just a single. I don't know if any more is coming, but I
sure hope so.
It sounds just like we went back in time 30 years ago.
Yep.
Which, of course, if we're going to go back in time, you know, we need the harp to play.
Of course, and we'll both look the same, as we were saying.
Yeah, we do. We do. How do we do it? So, listen.
I'm not saying anything.
Nope. I was going to say, you know, a lot of your picks today have been just so great, and now we've got five of them coming up.
Yeah.
How do you do it? How do you come up with five?
Well, this first one, actually, since you asked,
I did.
This is a request, actually, for my friend Alice and her husband Bill. They are listening up in Huntsville, Ontario, north of the Maple Curtain, up in Canada.
I've heard a lot about them. They sound like lovely people.
They are. We're going to hopefully get them down here in the next month or so.
Hope so.
But Alice said, could you play some Dire Straits? And I said, how about Wild West End?
Well, maybe you guys should all come in here.
I'll see if I can get them to do that.
All right. So the first of five nice requests for Alice and Bill, Dire Straits and Wild West End at WMFO in Medford.
Wild. I went down a man's world. All the money go down. Duck inside the doorway. Duck to eat. Just ain't no way. You and me, we can be walking in the wild west end. Walking in the wild west end. Walking with your wildest friend. Yes, I saw the DJ, he say, "Here's Mandy for you." Feel alright, seeing her do that stuff. She's dancing high and I'm moving by. The close-ups can get rough.
Just alone. you're leaving. Well, that comes as no surprise. Still, I kinda like this feeling of being left behind. That.
hovering, see if I can see you. Come and go, I came down the dark road, arms under my coat, and my breath is nearly freezing my eyes closed. The car that drove me off, did it turn around and watch me walk the long way down past the glow of town like a setting sun? Horizons alive with electric light and home. Were you standing in the greeting card aisle when you called me up and held me to the end? Keep every scrap, something about the way the eyes looked away. At the last I've kept something burning on the sill real low. But now I don't know. Were you standing in the greeting card aisle when you called me up and held me to the end of the long line? Have you got me in your to walk it out alone. 'Cause you were standing in the greeting card aisle when you called me up and held me to the end of your long line. And you've got me in your
What's up? Thinking about you. XOXOXO. Want to snuggle. Dot dot dot. JK. Hit me back. You getting these texts? Question mark. We should hang later. I miss you. Holla at your boy. Holla back. Holla back. Holla back. Are you at home? Where are you? What are you doing? OMG, you are making me mad. Are you with your ex? You better text me back. I'm waiting outside your house.
Relentless, aggressive texting is like sending an angry robot to deliver your message. When does the robot become dangerous? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com.
Thatsnotcool.com.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
I'm listening to the radio. Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO, Medford.
Bravo!
Thank you.
Beautiful stuff here at WMFO from the five-song set from Ms. Cassidy McGuinn. Thank you, Cass. That was awesome.
Thank you
That was
you
really
very
great.
Much.
I say awesome too much, but I really mean it.
Oh, I appreciate you playing them.
Well, if you really appreciate it, then you'll talk about them a little bit. What do you say?
Okay.
All right. Start with anyone that you like.
Well, why don't we start with the Dire Straits one at the top of the set?
Okay.
That was a request, again, for my friends Alice and Bill up in Huntsville, Ontario.
Yeah.
That is from their debut album, 1978. That's Dire Straits' debut album, not Alice and Bill. I don't think they've ever recorded an album together, unfortunately.
You have to ask them.
And Mark Knopfler, the main person in Dire Straits, wrote that about his days as a teacher in the West End of London before he became a legend in music, basically. That's probably my favorite Dire Straits song. Just wonderful.
It was astounding, yeah.
Oh, man. So
I could
good.
Just sit there and listen to him.
That's what we were saying. We could both like, okay, we could listen and play guitar all day long.
Yeah. Yeah. So Dire Straits, Wild West End from back in 1978. And then Amy LeVere.
Brand new album. I think this just came out in the last week or two. I've listened to it a couple of times. No Battle Hymn is the song that really stood out to me, but the whole record is great.
Mm-hmm. The whole record's called Painting Blue.
Painting Blue. Yeah. And I think she did the cover as well, which is a painting she did. We both were saying how much we love her voice.
Yeah, I love the breathy quality of it. That gets me every time with any female vocalist.
Yeah, and she's just, it's a wonderful album. She's a wonderful songwriter. And she plays stand-up bass. I sent you a clip on your PM message. And
video?
There's a video of her playing.
This is radio.
Yep, with her, I know, we can watch it afterwards, though.
Oh, okay.
Her husband is Will Sexton, a great guitar player. And he's in the video as well. Next up, we had Blue Rodeo, Hasn't Hit Me Yet, from...
Beautiful.
Isn't that a great song?
Yeah.
So I was telling Mike, the album is called 5 Days in July, and that's literally... how they made the album. They got together to record demos. It's the album that has 5 Days in May, which is the song most people down in the States would know Blue Rodeo for, probably.
Mm-hmm. Canadian, right?
Canadian band. Yeah. Yes, they're from Toronto, as are the next two artists we'll talk about. And at the end of the 5 days, they listened to what they had and realized that the demos were too good to just keep as demos, so they made them the album. And it's their biggest selling album.
That's the best thing ever.
Sure is. Next up, we had Sarah Harmer. Greeting Card Isle, that's a really beautiful song from her, I believe it's her second or third album, it depends on how you count them. She did a private album that she recorded literally for her dad called Songs for Clem.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she eventually released it as a regular album, but I think this would technically be considered her second album. Just really beautiful 70s feel to that. It's that keyboard part that really makes that song.
Yeah, back in 2004, the record is called All of Our Names, Sarah Harmer. And then... boy, the fifth song of the set, The Tragically Hip.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a very sad story, but a wonderful band, a great song, Bob Cajun, from 2015's Phantom Power.
Actually, 2008.
This thing lies to
us
all the time.
It lies. I actually, I'm sorry, it's 1998. Sorry, I lied.
You're a liar, too.
I lied, too. I saw them on this tour. They played Boston and Cracker. Remember Cracker?
Oh, I love Cracker.
Still around. They opened for them. Talk about a great double bill. Man. And that's Bob Cajun's probably their most enduring song. And Mike talked about the sadness for people who don't know. Gord Downie, the lead singer and main songwriter, passed away from a very aggressive and rare form of brain cancer 2 years ago. 52 years old, I believe. Much too young. Extreme bummer. But he left behind some wonderful music, and we were saying that's probably going to be their most enduring song.
And Bob Cajun, what's the story behind that title?
It's a town in Ontario, and Gord Downie used to tell different stories when he would introduce the songs live. But if you listen to the lyrics, my take on it is it's told from the point of view of a police officer who lives in Bob Cajun and commutes to Toronto, and it's about missing his significant other. It's very beautiful, really beautiful song.
Just gorgeous.
Yeah.
All right, so Cassie, thank you so much for the five songs.
Thank you for letting me play them. Appreciate it.
And please come back here, quicker
Absolutely.
Than like, 5, 6 years, whatever it was.
No more than 4, promise.
Not good enough. All right, we have our last set of the day, and I want to start with something that you told me about, and it came out actually on my lists of new music. It's called The High Women. Tell us about this before. They played for the first time ever at Newport Folk Festival.
Newport Folk Festival last month. This literally just came out yesterday.
Yeah.
And it is, pardon me, it is Brandi Carlile, who won several Grammys last year, well-deserved. Amanda Shires, who's a wonderful songwriter. And
she is the wife of?
Jason Isbell, yeah. Who plays in the backing band.
Yes, he does.
Talk about good to have a ringer like that in your back pocket, huh? Also, Maren Morris is a wonderful country singer. And
Natalie.
And Natalie, I believe it's Hemby. I want to make sure I pronounce that correctly.
Hemby,
she wrote the title song, The High Women, and another song called Redesigning Women. I think those are the two that she wrote. And after they heard them, they said, we have to have her in the band. And here we are.
So they went on stage for the first time, shaking in their boots, literally.
Yes.
They had never played publicly before.
Nope.
Oh.
And it's gave the album a spin last night. I really like it. I think it's going to do really well.
Brand new noise, The High Women. This is If She Ever Leaves Me, WMFO, Medford.
I see you watch her from across the room, dancing her home in your mind. What takes more than whiskey to make that flower bloom? By the third drink, you'll find out she's mine. I've loved her in secret. I've loved her out of love. The sky has it always been blue. It might last forever, or it might not work out. If she and leave you the ice, that's too much cologne. She likes perfume. I've loved her in secret. I've loved her out of love. The sky hasn't always been blue. It might last forever, or it might not work out. If she to my sweater, and I'll sail above the moon.
place in your heart, and our memory may fail us, and our language will go too, but the shooting stars will catch up.
Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO, Medford.
Brava!
Lost the dare.